Welcome to SNC's podcast series, SNC Critical Insights. I'm Renata Hesse, and I'm co-head of SNC's Antitrust Group. Today, I'm going to be speaking to you about how the U.S. Department of Justice's Antitrust Division, the Federal Trade Commission, and the European Commission's DG Competition are handling merger reviews in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis. I'm going to cover some procedural changes that the agencies have made and what the implications of those changes are likely to be, as well as comment briefly on a couple of substantive issues. Starting with the U.S., the agencies in the U.S. have made announcements recently in which they've tried to give guidance to parties that appear frequently in front of them on how their processes will be changing during the crisis. First, the agencies have announced that all business will be conducted remotely. Most of the staffs are teleworking right now, and they are reallocating staffs to higher priority matters so that they can prioritize work appropriately. The agencies have also imposed strict travel restrictions on all personnel. Staff may travel only in compelling circumstances and only with the permission of their leadership. These travel restrictions are likely to have implications for a range of regular agency activities, including depositions and other litigation-related experiences. The Antitrust Division has announced that all scheduled depositions will be postponed and rescheduled using video conferencing capabilities. In terms of the timing of agencies' reviews, the agencies are requesting additional time to investigate currently pending mergers and those that may be subject to review in the coming days while operations remain disrupted. They are reviewing matters on a matter-by-matter basis to determine whether or not they will be asking parties to consider appropriate modifications of statutory and agreed-to timing. The agencies are requesting that merging parties extend existing timing agreements by 30 days, and they may be revisiting these timing agreements and asking for more time or potentially less, but likely more, as they move through the regulatory process. The FTC has acknowledged that some of these proposed modifications may be inconvenient and that parties may be reluctant to agree to them, but they went on to say that, as always, they will take affirmative action to protect consumers when necessary, including when an unmodified time period does not allow us to address competitive concerns. It's not yet clear what the agencies will do if merging parties decline to extend investigatory timing. The agencies in the U.S. have also moved to an e-filing system for all Hart-Scott-Rodino filings, and they will not be granting early termination of the 30-day waiting period. That means that any transaction that requires a Hart-Scott-Rodino filing will have to wait 30 days before it can close, regardless of the implications of the transaction for competition. More generally, parties that are thinking about conduct during the pandemic should understand that the pandemic does not provide an automatic defense to conduct that would otherwise violate the antitrust laws. As we have seen in past crisis situations, the Antitrust Division and the Federal Trade Commission are on the lookout for so-called bad actors who try to take advantage of the crisis to engage in anti-competitive conduct. We expect to see the same thing here. That said, to the extent that conduct is designed to alleviate financial distress for either a company or the economy at large, the agencies will likely, as they have been in the past, be open to constructive approaches from parties. Finally, to the extent that transaction reviews may take a little longer than usual, parties should think about drop-dead dates in merger agreements and whether those will need to be adjusted if the transaction is already underway, or change in negotiations. We're seeing many of the same things in Europe. The European Commission has announced a number of policies in response to COVID-19. To ensure continuity in the enforcement of the EU merger regulation and to meet the statutory merger review deadlines amid extensive COVID-19 related disruptions in Europe, the European Commission has put in place a number of measures. Much like the state of affairs in the U.S., EC merger review will continue, but is likely to be slower in the near future. We've seen some jurisdictions, such as France, ask parties to delay filings that are not important or necessary or urgent in any way. As noted in the case of the US, the EC may afford special consideration and expedited review to transactions that implicate a company's ongoing viability or have implications to the overall economic recovery in one or more countries. These same kinds of things happened in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis. And again, we expect that we may see them here in this crisis. In Europe, agency staff will be working remotely or in shifts. Officials performing critical functions will continue to work on site, though they will do so in shifts. The Commission will decide whether to maintain meetings with external parties. These will be limited to 5 external visitors if they happen on a case-by-case basis. Our expectation is, however, that in-person meetings are unlikely to continue. As I mentioned with France, the European Commission is also encouraging merging companies to delay merger notifications until further notice in order to free up bandwidth for staff to deal with urgent notifications. In addition, delaying merger notifications will provide relief to case teams struggling with COVID-19 related challenges to their normal investigative activities. In particular, staff is likely to face challenges related to both the collection of necessary information from third parties, such as customers, competitors, and suppliers, and limited access to EC information and databases and coordination within the EC hierarchy as a result of working remotely. As in the US, the European Commission is expected to prioritize its resource allocation towards mergers and state aid cases. In terms of the filings, the EC will be accepting electronic filings, but they will also plan to continue accepting paper submissions. The Commission will still require notifying parties to deliver paper originals at a later date if people take advantage of the ability to use e-filings. In general, while each agency will remain operational, merging parties should expect delays in the review process and prepare accordingly. As I mentioned, this may include assessing whether existing drop-dead dates are likely to be met and whether the parties wish to negotiate extensions. And to the extent one or both of the parties to an M&A transaction is in financial distress, or the transaction has implications for economic conditions in one or more countries, the agencies may take into account these special circumstances and expedite review, as they have in previous times of crisis. Thank you for listening to S&C Critical Insights. For more information about our practice, please visit us on the web at www.solcrom.com. You may also find more information about the subject matter that I was just discussing in our client alert, which was released on March 19th, titled U.S. European Merger Review Adapts to COVID-19 Crisis.